This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Okay, so April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Movember, the world's leading men's health charity, has unveiled new research that shines a spotlight on young men and their testicles as part of their new campaign to encourage men to regularly check themselves and know thy nuts. That is the slogan of the campaign. To talk to you more about this subject is Aidan Hunter, who is a testicular cancer survivor. Aidan, how are you? How's life?
Good, Connor. I'm very happy to be talking to you today. Yeah, life's good now, anyway.
Life's good, good.
Life's good.
Come here to me. First of all, this is obviously exceptionally close to home for yourself. Can you tell me a bit about your own story and what happened?
Yeah, I was 25 at the time. I was travelling Europe with a friend. We were interrailing, and I just noticed that one of my testicles was a little bit bigger and a little bit harder than normal. I noticed it earlier on in the trip, and I didn't pay much attention to it. They change, you know, yourself from day to day. But yeah, as the trip went on, I noticed it wasn't changing. In fact, it was getting bigger and harder. Okay. And I just thought something isn't right here. So I booked in with my GP before I even came home because I had my doubts. And this all happened within the space of a couple of weeks. And I came home and I went to my GP and he checked it out. And he wouldn't let me leave the surgery that day until he had contacted Galway University Hospital, and I was kind of streamlined, Connor. Yeah. A week later, I'd seen a consultant. I got bloods done. I got numerous tests done. And when I seen the consultant, he examined me. It was trousers down, boxers down, examined me, trousers back up. And he was like, yeah, look, Aidan, that's a tumour and it needs to come out as soon as possible.
Did you know that it was cancer then, or was it just that it was a tumour?
Well, I assumed when I heard that word, tumor, I assumed then it was cancer, and the follow-on bloods then confirmed what they believed. And I was sent to Galway University Hospital for removal of the tumor. Then, and that's all again from coming home to removal of the tumor. I would say it was in about less than 14 days.
Gee, it was quick. So wow,
it was quick. Yeah, it was quick. And I was, in fairness, and I've said this on many interviews before, like the healthcare system really worked for me, and I was pushed right through, and everything was done and organised, and I've nothing but good things to say about the doctors and nurses and everyone who looked after me throughout the entire process.
And the question is, my question first of all was, when you felt that first, did you know there was something seriously wrong or something? Because obviously it's an intimate part of your body, and it's something that people who listen in the car now are like, oh geez, they're talking about nuts on the radio. Like, but did you have the instant fear of, right, okay, there's something properly wrong here and I need to go like right away?
When I noticed it first, I didn't. But then after a couple of days, I was like, no, there's definitely something not right here. Did testicular cancer come into my head? Actually not. Just something wasn't right. And I was young and I wasn't really paying too much attention, but I was paying enough attention to know that I should go and get it seen to, or at least get it sorted out. And I actually just thought maybe like the doctor would say it's swelling or something and it'll go away, but it turned out to not be that.
That's kind of like the typical lad's mentality, as, ah, look, it'll be all right in a week or so, but this actually didn't go away for you. And that's a scary thing to happen, obviously, especially when you're young as well. You're like, oh, it's going to be grand. You're never thinking that it's going to be what it was, that it was cancer. And after you went through your treatment, did you have like post-treatment? Did you have to take medication afterwards, or did it just finish after you had your surgery?
No, so I had quite the journey then. So after surgery, because I actually had caught it so quick, the cancer never really got time to get going. As far as I'm aware, there's two different types. Don't quote me on this, but one is a slow-growing tumour and the other is a fast-growing. And I had the fast-growing one, which means I noticed it sooner. But I caught it so soon that the cancer didn't get time to spread anywhere or didn't get time to develop. So after I had removal of the tumour, my bloods and my blood work and my tumour markers had returned to normal.
Yeah.
But the consultant did pull me into the room one day and he was like, look, there's a good chance that this is going to come back for you. Okay. He says, you have about a 50-50 chance in the first year, and every year after that, you know, it would decline.
Yeah.
But about a year and a bit later, Connor, I went for a routine checkup because they were obviously monitoring me very closely. And I went for an X-ray and And I came back, and the consultant, he had the x-ray in front of him, and he just pointed at this tiny little smudge that was in my lung, and he was like, I don't like the look of that. And it was just like, you know, I spent about a year and a half with this in the back of my head thinking this thing could come back.
Yeah.
And it did. And so then that's when I started treatment, was when it came back. Now it was testicular cancer. It just found somewhere else to live.
Yeah.
So within a matter of, I would say less than 2 weeks, I was sitting in a hospital chair, starting chemotherapy. So it didn't happen right away. It happened for me then about a year and a half later. So I was 25 when I was first diagnosed. And then I was 27 then when I was diagnosed the second time.
And what age are you now?
I'm going to be 31 tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday, early birthday.
So I'm 31 and I'm flying.
Good. You're full health at the minute, are you?
I was full health both times. And that's the interesting thing. Like, I'm a personal trainer by trade. Like, I was in the peak of my life when I was first diagnosed, and the second time I was also like the strongest I ever was. I was in great shape, and I'm still in good shape now. And so, like, health really, in one sense, it doesn't matter, but in the second sense, it really stood to me now. Like,
yeah,
in terms of chemo and stuff, like, chemo is not pleasant. It's pretty brutal. But being stronger, being fitter, it definitely stood to me.
Helps.
I was able to take my medicine on the chin.
Yeah.
So to speak.
I want to talk to you about the Know Thy Nuts campaign, and I know people are probably laughing away at this, but it's actually quite serious, because it's something, to be honest, I'm 29, I've never ever thought about it, I've never considered doing the check in the shower. What would you say is the step you should go through? Like, let's say lad to lad, you've been through it, you've noticed it, what would you say to me now, someone who is like probably like, oh, sure, I've never done that, never looked, why would I? Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to make a big deal about it, but it's as I said, it's good to know thy nuts, and it's good to be checking in on your body no matter where it is. And like, it's, you're in the shower, you're cleaning yourself anyway, you know, have a feel down there, get used to the shape and size of your testicles, and just keep monitoring them. And you don't have to do it like every day or every week, like just check them once a month, but we as men, we all have them. Get used to them, get used to how they feel, get used to how they look, and then, you know, then you're able to at least have some sort of base to compare against if something feels different or something isn't looking the way it did, you know, a couple of weeks or months ago.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's, as I think it's, I don't, that match the lad's mentality. Like, for instance, like, there's so much stuff, like, I'm a lad, you're a fella yourself, we're like in group chats with boys, we're talking about soccer, we'll talk about anything except our own health. I think it's quite important as well. Like, obviously, if you're in a group of lads, you're playing football, if you're in work, like, these kind of things have like a nearly kind of a taboo vibe to them, I suppose you could say, in a way. So it's probably good to start having the conversation now that it's Testicular Awareness Month. It definitely is good to bring into your mates, your colleagues, your teammates, your family members, of course, because, like you say, it can just happen, and then you can, after 2 weeks, you can be in and getting the medical care that you need out of nowhere. So it's definitely something that needs to be looked at, talked about, and definitely highlighted. So, Aidan, I want to say thank you so much for joining me. If anybody wants to follow you or look at the reel that you posted a couple of days ago, where can they do that?
They can get me on Instagram at Coach Aidan Hunter.
Aidan, you are a gent, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Connor. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
If you like, you can check out the online guide of how to check for testicular cancer. It's called Nuts and Bolts. Head over to the website nutsandbolts.movember.com and check that out.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.